A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, it's me, Ishan Akbar, welcoming you to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. Fiverr's the digital marketplace of talented freelancers in over 500 categories. Do you need design help or maybe even a new website? Find all the talent you need in one place. This is the podcast where every week we spend 9 minutes and 29 seconds learning something useful from a special guest. This podcast has now reached over 1 million downloads. We really appreciate your support, so we're handing the microphone over to you. We'd like to hear your thoughts, and there's some prizes up for grabs. So head over to lp.fiverr.com/929 for a chance to win. Let's see what this episode has in store for us. Without our guest this week, this podcast simply would not be possible. That's right, you've guessed it. It's the founder of Fiverr himself, Mika Kaufman. Since the very start of Fiverr, Mika has been on a mission to provide a great service. So, in this episode, he's telling us why it's wise to be obsessed with your customer. Now, look, it's not every day that I get to basically interview my boss. You are the founder of Fiverr. The podcast is from Fiverr. It's really, really nice to meet you. I'm going to ask straight away, do you listen to the podcasts?
Of course I do.
Of course you do. That's why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite episode? It's going to be this one.
No, there were so many good ones. I love the format. I love how you guys are able to extract one great advice every time.
Well, hopefully today's one is also going to be another great lesson that we're going to give our listeners from Mr. Fiverr himself. One question I've always wondered, why is it called Fiverr?
There's so many reasons for it. As I was thinking about the name initially, what I wanted to do is I wanted to make the experience of buying a digital service from a freelancer to be an experience that you can have in 5 minutes. When we looked at the time that it took before Fiverr to engage, to find and hire a freelancer, that was about 30 days. And we wanted to reduce that into 5 minutes.
So Mika, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
The lesson has to do with being obsessed about your customers.
Right, being obsessed about your customers. Now, I'm sure you mean this in a completely professional sense. What does that look like, being obsessed with your customer?
So first, don't assume anything. But, you know, when you look at most of the successful companies out there today, you see that it's more than just creating value for your customers. It's really understanding what moves them, what motivates them, what brings them to you, and how you can provide the service they're looking for. And the only way to do it is to engage in deep understanding and deep conversations with your customers. And this is what I mean by that. It's prioritizing your customer well-being. It's prioritizing anything that would make your customer's life better.
It feels like being obsessed with your customer is something easier to do when you're quite new, you've got a smaller customer base. How can you extend that to having, as Fiverr does, millions and millions of customers?
So first, it's a mentality. And the mentality starts, I believe, with the founding team of the company. When I started Fiverr, the first thing that occupied most of my time was customer care. I was actually answering customer support tickets. And it was very important for me because you create a product, you create the service, and you have in your mind the way people are supposed to use it. But then they come and they use it the way they want to use it, which is slightly different. And when you think about the channels of two-way communication with your customers, there's very few. You can look at analytics, but analytics is one way. You look at data and you try to decipher from it what's going on, but you can actually have real conversations with your customers. And the only first touch point is customer support. So understand what's working for them and what's not working, what is missing, what excites them, what pisses them off. So that was the beginning. Over time, obviously, when it scales, and I could no longer do customer support myself, at least all the time, we have created this customer obsession, one of our main values. We have customer support days where everyone in the company becomes a customer care representative for a day.
Has there been a time where you've spoken to a customer and it's instigated a product change or a strategic change in your business?
Hundreds of times.
Right.
When I do engage in conversations with buyers and sellers, with their permission, we actually record these sessions. And then we create transcripts of these discussions. And we create, you know, we create keywords from those discussions. And what we do is we then distribute it across different teams. And there's always nuggets. There's always these interesting sayings that inspire us to think about things.
You spoke very eloquently about the journey of a smaller business or a startup. But let's flip it to the other side. If you're listening to this and you run a multi-million pound company, slightly stagnated, and you understand that you need to reconnect with your customer, how can you do that, become obsessed with your customer without it coming off a bit weird because you're a big corporate entity and suddenly it just seems, hold on a minute, now you're interested? How do you balance that?
If you start caring about it, it's going to start getting rooted in the organization. You know, if you decide that customer obsession or your connection with the customer is something important, then you should talk about this with your team every day. And you should start looking for every opportunity to do this. It always starts from customer care, but then you can expand it and you can do events, you can do webinars, you can do conferences. It starts from that, and it starts from actually caring. One of the things that that I realized, and actually this was a pretty late realization, customer care is not a service. It's a product. Mm. It's a part of your product experience. If people need assistance, then this is a part of the product experience. So what you do with your customer care team is you're an extension or you're a part of the product journey.
Obviously now Fiverr is a massive company. Have you had instances where in a department that you're quite, you know, removed from just by the basis of your work, seen that someone may not be as obsessed with the customer as you would like them to be? How does an intervention work in that situation?
There's more cases of that actually happening when we were a smaller company.
Right.
And this was before we had very clear values that customer care or customer obsession was one of them. That intervention is you being a leader, that you can be the CEO or you can be any other leader within the company. You start talking about this on a regular basis.
Right.
When you want to obsess about something, talk about it 10 times a day and do it every day. And if you do that for a week, what you're going to get is you're going to start hearing other people talk about that obsession as if this was their obsession. And this was the sign that you've done it.
Well, Mika, look, thank you so much for your time and for talking to us on 929.
Thank you.
Mika was very focused on his message. Obsessing over your customers helps you understand what they need and helps your business or your project grow and evolve with them. Regular and honest communication is at the core of making this worthwhile. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Remember that we want to hear from you, so head over to lp.fiverr.com/929 for a chance to give us some feedback and win. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.